This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I am back as the commish.
Oh, no.
You have to deal with me. I have the power.
I mean, if you're the commissioner, we got to boo you. That's the rule. The way it goes. I don't know. I feel like you having the power. Now, with this power that you so wield,
comes great responsibility.
Thank you, Uncle Ben. Anyway. With this power that you wield oh so well, will you be allowing pretty much anything to take place here, or will you be ruling with an iron fist?
I usually rule with an iron fist.
Okay.
We keep this as realistic as possible. Trades are allowed, but we do try and keep things realistic. We had one year, the Cowboys GM traded the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders for a draft pick. Someone traded Shad Khan's yacht
for a draft pick.
It's a very nice yacht. It's a big boat. It's a nice boat.
It's a really nice yacht.
So we're going to try and keep things more realistic this year. Okay. All right, here we go. We have a winner. Zach in Cleveland. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Zach.
Thank you.
You betcha. Okay, here we go. Got cameras in here and everything. My witness. We gotta find a team for you here, Zach. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. All right, here we go. Okay, here we are. Let's see who we got. Oh, a good one. You're gonna have to wait a little while though. Congratulations, you are the Buffalo Bills.
Yay.
All right, there you go. You are the Buffalo Bills. So, Zach, hold on the line. We'll get you all set up for our mock draft taking place April 17th at Razzle's, located on Bagley Road in Olmsted Falls. So there you go. Dan, let me hand you the card.
The official card.
There it is for the cameras to see. The Buffalo Bills. Zach will be the GM of the Buffalo Bills. There you go.
No one circles the wagon like the Buffalo Bills.
There we go. So looking forward to seeing Zach and the rest of you out at Razzle's on April 17th. And again, I'm the commish.
With an iron fist.
An iron fist.
So boo accordingly.
Hey, listen, I've been worse than booed, so it's nothing I have not heard before.
Please don't treat this like vaudeville and start throwing any expired vegetables at him.
Why did you even have to go there? We're going to an establishment that serves delicious food. It's going to be a buffet, and you want to turn it into an Animal House food fight. What's wrong with you?
Some people just want to watch the world burn. Some people just want to watch you up on stage having to dodge rotten tomatoes. Some people want this. A cabbage, maybe, just getting launched. Maybe someone brought a watermelon. Who knows? I'm here for a party.
Watermelon's going to hurt. That's assuming it can make it.
Right.
Where it needs to go.
That or it just turns into Gallagher.
Oh, watermelon bomb. Yeah, okay. I think I'm just going to host the rest of the show solo now. 216-474-0092.
We've crossed the Gallagher line. All right, he's out.
Dan's out here advocating for watermelons to be thrown at me. I mean, look, I was going to let you slide with the tomato, okay? But when you
I
go,
told people not to treat this like vaudeville. I'm looking out for you.
But when you go to fruits and vegetables that could cause damage, that's where I draw the line.
Again, don't go vaudeville on Daryl. That's what we're asking. This isn't some old-timey thing. He's not going to get the hook or anything like that.
Listen, the mock drafts are a lot of fun.
Yeah.
If you've ever been to it, we have a lot of fun with you. We've done it in years past. Took a couple years because, the Browns didn't have a first-round pick. Hard to do a mock draft when the Browns aren't picking. Am I allowed to look in the bowl and see what's left?
No. I think that's cheating. I think that's pre-looking at lottery numbers.
I'm going to look.
Don't stack that. Well, of course you're going to look.
I can tell you which teams have been given away already if you want to know that.
Yeah, I was going to say that'd probably be a faster process considering this bowl is still pretty full.
All right. So the teams that have been given away so far, the Raiders, the Eagles, the Falcons were our day one winners. Day two, we gave away the Chargers, the Bears, the Vikings.
Okay.
Yesterday, we gave away the Ravens, the Broncos, and I don't know who we gave away after that. Ravens, Broncos.
Andrew Berry's job is still up for grabs. Here it is.
Dolphins. And then today is the Lions and the Bills.
That's why I was looking in the bowl. I wanted to see if, I don't know, maybe, hey, you know what? Maybe on April 17th at Razzles, we're going to find Andrew Berry's replacement.
The person who could pull off the Kirk Cousins trade. The one person who could figure out how to make this thing work.
So here's the faulty in that logic is that whoever gets, I mean, everyone who's showing up, I'm assuming, is going to be a Browns fan because we're all in Ohio. So the person who is playing the Falcons will probably be like, yeah, I'll give you Kirk Cousins for $1. Because he wants him to go to the Browns.
Well, I and me as commissioner, I would probably not approve that trade because
$2.
It doesn't fit within the trade guidelines of the National Football League.
$1.2 million.
Well, you got to pay Kirk the league minimum.
What's the veteran league minimum?
It's around like $1.2 million in
change. That's why I said one.
You're right there. You had it. You're right there. That's what they do with Deshaun's contract every year. They take $44.8 million and write a check, and then they save the $1.2 million for, I think it's now 36 payments. That's used to be, it was the weeks of the season.
Oh, yeah, you're
guys
right.
Guys got paid, get paid, but that got changed in recent years, so I think it's now a 36 payment plan to receive your salary. But, yeah, you have to get at least the league minimum on that.
That's going to be fun.
All right, so again, just for transparency, I'm now putting the Browns ticket here. Hear that? There we go. Okay. I'm putting the Browns ticket back in the bowl, and I'm mixing it up. I did not fold the paper. I did not do anything.
You didn't freeze the envelope?
I didn't freeze the envelope.
There will be no Patrick Ewing situation here.
Right, okay. I did not weight the ping pong balls. As LeBron thinks happened for the Cavaliers in 2003. The ticket's back in the bowl, and it is where it is, and there you go. I'm putting it over there, so there we go. It's all on the up and up.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so when we last left you, you brought up the last person that you wanted to see play quarterback for the Cleveland Browns was Kenny Pickett.
Okay, maybe he's the second to last, because Deshaun Watson is the last.
Why?
Well, because he's blown out his Achilles twice.
No, not him.
Wrong
see,
guy.
Now this is why I need tomatoes. Anyway, why do you not want to see Kenny Pickett as the starting quarterback of the Browns?
because I watched him be the starting quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Is that a good enough reason for you?
I mean, it was ugly. It was real ugly.
I'm sorry, but that answer not satisfactory enough for you?
But he had those, because this is the sell job. Now, I'm also with you. If they put Kenny Pickett out there, I'm going to be like, okay, fine, whatever. It's good. It's going to feel very similar to how I felt when they threw Bailey Zappe out there. I'm like, okay, fine, I got nothing better, so why not?
Yeah.
But there are some people who are out there who will sell you on the idea that he had enough late comebacks that maybe if you continue to play top,
so he's Brian Sipe 2.0.
If you play top five to top eight defense, run the ball decently enough, and keep the game within a score, Kenny Pickett might be able to get you over the hump. That would be the sell job that would take place. Again, these are not my words. These are not my feelings. No, these are not my opinions. This is the opinion that's placed to people who think that Kenny Pickett could be the guy that can maybe tread water.
Fantastic. I'm sold. As I roll my eyes. You're really playing the comeback card. You're really playing the cardiac kid card.
I got nothing. This is the deck we are left to play.
And yet my response of I watched him as the starting quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers and I was good was not sufficient enough for you.
I'm giving you the pushback.
That is some weak pushback, even for you.
These are not my opinions. I look at Kenny Pickett the same way I looked at Bailey Zappe, where it was like, okay, fine. I don't have a better idea. Let's do this.
Well, I mean, look, I keep saying we have reached the throw something against the wall and see if it can stick portion of the program. That is the Cleveland Browns wishing upon a star, hoping they can finally find a franchise quarterback. It's only been about 50 years since Otto Graham played football for the Cleveland Browns.
I mean, Bernie Kosar is a little sooner. Got that going for you, which is nice.
Yeah, but Otto Graham won championships.
Oh, that's valid. I'm just looking for above-average quarterback play.
And by the way, kudos to the NFL, including...
Yeah, that was cool.
Including the AAFC pick. So the Browns' total of 8 championships officially recognized, even though the league really doesn't them because they have as many trophies in their case as I do, and that is 0, zip, zilch, nada. I'm sorry, was that a little too over the top? 216-474-0092.
Not only did that feel like you kicked them when they were down, it felt like you then took a crowbar and hit them in the back when they were down.
I kind of curb stomped them there, didn't I?
Yeah, it was...
Well, they haven't won a division title since 1989.
See, now you're just... Now, hang on.
Glass half full. They officially have more championships than the Pittsburgh Steelers. And the Browns have won a playoff game more recently than the Pittsburgh Steelers. See? There, you know what? Glass is half full.
You can be complimentary. It is in there.
Actually, that's kind of a backhanded compliment, but it's still a compliment. It counts.
It's a sliding scale.
It's where we're at, though. I mean,
it's a sliding scale.
They haven't won a division title since 1989.
The thing is
the best they finished is second, and I think they've done that twice, maybe three times.
All right,
since coming back.
So right now, if you are a Cleveland Browns fan,
I feel bad for you, but go ahead.
What is your path to hope?
Your path to hope is that they go young at quarterback. And Kevin Stefanski can develop one of these young kids into something. The comment that really stood out to me, and you know I'm going to save it for the next segment. There is a comment that Jimmy Haslam made to reporters at the owners' meetings in West Palm Beach, Florida this week that really stood out to me concerning the prospects at quarterback for the Cleveland Browns and their search for that franchise guy. It's Daryl Ryder, Dan Menigan. We're with you until 2 in for Baskin and Phelps on The Fan.